This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yudalid Mishnah Hey. The previous Mishnah listed those parts of the ox-drawn wagon that are mekabel tumah even when by themselves. Our Mishnah lists HaTahoran Shabagola, the parts of the ox-drawn wagon that are not mekabel tumah. So first we have Ha'ol HaMitzupe. A wooden yoke, even if it's plated with metal, is not mekabel tumah. In contrast to a yoke that's made completely of metal, that the previous Mishnah said is mekabel tumah, wooden yoke is not mekabel tumah, even if it's plated with metal, because the utensil is defined by the core, the main part, not the plating, so it's considered pshutik liyetz, a wooden utensil that's without a receptacle, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah. And also, kinafayim hasuyos lenoi. If you have tips of the crossbar part, but unlike the tips of the previous Mishnah where they contributed to holding everything together, if not, if the tips are just there for decoration, then they're not mekabel tumah. The only kinds of decorative pieces that are mekabel tumah are those items that serve to adorn human beings, but not things that adorn other kelim or animals. Also, not mekabel tumah are ushfofaros and mashmios esakol, little chimes that were hung from the harness. So in contrast to the bell mentioned the previous Mishnah, which makes a relatively loud sound and has a practical utility, it helps the owner know where the animal is. These chimes make a very weak sound and therefore are really just there for aesthetic purposes. And so it's not considered a halachic kli, it's not mekabel tumah. And also not mekabel tumah is v'ha'aver shebitzad savre behema, lead balls that hang from the yokes at the sides of the animal's necks. These two are just there for decoration, hence they're not mekabel tumah. And hasovev shel galgal, a metal rim that's attached to a wooden wheel to protect it. Since this metal item is secondary to the main thing is the wooden wheel, the rim doesn't have an independent identity, and so it does not qualify as a metal utensil, so it's not mekabel tumah. Also, hatasim, round sheets of metal that were hung from the yoke and wagon for decorative purposes. Metzipuyim, or the metal plating that covers different parts of the wagon, but these two are just for aesthetic purposes, so they're not mekabel tumah either. Ushar kula masmeros, and all other nails of the wagon, that is, nails other than the nails mentioned in the previous Mishnah that actually keep the wagon together, all other nails, which are really just there for decoration, these and all of the other aforementioned items, taharan, are not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah teaches the tumah status of other equipment used with animals. The Mishnah says, sandale behema shel matachos tmeyan. Metal shoes of animals are mekabel tumah, even though mainly these serve animals, and so we would have assumed that they're not mekabel tumah. And the Mishnah says they are mekabel tumah because soldiers occasionally would use them for drinking. They didn't have cups with them, so they had no choice. They would use the animal shoes to scoop water to drink. And therefore, they are considered kelim, which directly serve men, and they're thus mekabel tumah. But that's only if the shoes are made of metal, and so the point is it could keep liquid inside. However, shosham, if they're made of reeds, it's not going to keep the liquid in, so soldiers wouldn't use it for drinking. So since those purely serve the animal taharan, they're not considered halacha kelim, they're not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah concludes with a discussion of a sword or a knife that got quite rusted to the point that it's no longer usable. The question is, at what point, if he starts your polishing, sharpening, is the sword or knife considered restored, and therefore a halacha kli that's mekabel tumah again? Mishnah says, and this, there's a difference between a sword and a knife. Mishnah says, Asayif me'emasay mekabel tumah, a very rusty sword. At what point is that considered halachically restored? The Mishnah says, Misha yeshufenu. Once the sword is smooth with a file, even if it's not particularly sharp, but it's somewhat sharp, it is considered a halachically again, because a sword could already be used at that point, whereas vasakin, Mishiyash Chizena. A very rusty knife is only restored to a kli status once it is properly sharpened. For practically speaking, one is only going to use a knife once it's good and sharp. sword, which is much heavier, could be used, even if it's not very sharp, if it's just given a filing, just you polish somewhat. But the very rusty knife has to be actually sharpened in order to be useful again. It's only at that point would it once again be considered a kli that's mekabel tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.